This is JIS News. Coming up, work underway to improve the Trelawny Multipurpose Stadium. PCJ collaborates with Agriculture Ministry to produce biofuels, and Health Ministry advances work on public-private partnership policy. Stay with us. Details after the break.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. Plans are being put in place for further improvements to the Trelawny Multipurpose Stadium. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says just over $8 million was spent recently on the refurbishing of the outfields, the players' area, and the installation of four new pitches.
Several other works were completed, including the installation of a scoreboard, retiling of the ground floor, replacement and addition of some furniture and equipment such as the massage tables, thanks to the generosity of the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Sports Development Foundation.
Mrs. Nita Headley was making her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. She points out that the recent work was undertaken to host the Jamaica-New Zealand warm-up matches in May this year and is a part of the plan to attract local and international interest to the facility. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, is collaborating with the Ministry of Agriculture to produce biofuels as part of plans to reduce the country's energy bill. The aim is to identify plants which can be grown locally and subsequently converted into fuel. Junior Energy Minister Julian Robinson says the initiative has the potential to generate new revenue opportunities for small farmers.
This would have positive implications for farmers who would have new income-earning opportunities, and for the players in our transport sector who would have a more affordable alternative to imported fuel.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the opening ceremony of the 2014 PCJ Jamaica Alternative Energy Expo at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston earlier this week. Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited, THL, has been awarded an International Organization for Standardization ISO Certificate of Conformity from the National Certification Body of Jamaica, NCBJ. On June 12, THL, builders of Highway 2000 East to West, received the standard rating ISO 9001:2008. Senior Quality and Maintenance Engineer at Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited, Melbourne Lynn Cook, says the certificate is for the company's design, construction, operation, maintenance, and financing services of Highway 2000 East to West. He says certification is important as it enables the company to provide better customer service on the highways.
The importance of customer service in our business is very critical, and also being able to satisfy the customer demands and continuously improving wherever possible to ensure that the customers are experiencing a very good service when they use our highway.
The National Certification Body of Jamaica is an independent certification unit of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica. And the Ministry of Health has undertaken significant work to develop a policy aimed at guiding public-private partnerships for effective public health care delivery. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says work has already been undertaken in relation to areas such as nutrition, while pointing to the provision of diagnostic and radiology services as others for consideration under the proposed arrangement. He says there is urgent need for the government and private sector to partner in delivering adequate quality health care, particularly in light of prevailing economic challenges.
We believe that in a period of tight fiscal constraints, no government, present or future, will be able to take on all the responsibilities of health for a country.
Dr. Ferguson points out that current public health care expenditure in Jamaica accounts for approximately 5.8% of the gross domestic product GDP. Of this figure, he says the government finances 3% of the cost and the private sector 2.8%. The minister was addressing the 10th anniversary dinner and award ceremony for diagnostics firm Island Radiology in St. Anne recently. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.